Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Up a little, but continuing up, is the cost for the 40 staple food items surveyed across Kentucky each quarter by Farm Bureau volunteers. That bottom line for this reporting period, $122.23.
When we look at what our volunteers brought back in our market basket survey, we see that prices continue to climb. We see for the second consecutive quarter of 2014 that we have an increase of 1.3%, specifically to $1.53 for our basic 40 grocery items. So what we have are prices continuing to move in the upward direction, not at a rapid rate, but at a consistent rate.
Farm Bureau Public Relations Director Dan Smaldone with some of the specific price trends in our shopping carts.
We surveyed six major categories, and this quarter, pork was the one that seemed to be the driving factor. This was the one that had the greatest influence on the overall survey's price and had an overall category increase of 8.2%. And leading the way in that was the ever-popular bacon. Sliced bacon increased by $1.01 a pound on average across the state of Kentucky during the last quarter. On the flip side, poultry was keeping things a little lower. Those were dropping an average of 2.2% to help balance things out.
You can check out the complete survey numbers online at kyfbnewsroom.com. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
At the end of 2013, says Farm Bureau's Dan Smaldone, USDA did its projections for 2014 food prices to be up 2.5% to 3.5%. This quarter's market basket reflects that to be on track. He says there's another important point to keep in mind.
We have to remember that while the farmer is the originator of this food product, that when food prices jump up in the grocery stores, it doesn't mean that the farmer is then therefore also getting huge returns on that investment that he's making or she's making back on the farm. On average, according to the Food Dollar series that the USDA puts out, a farmer earns only about 16 cents per dollar spent. That's not certainly bad, but it's a lot lower than it used to be when it was as high as 31 cents as recently as 1980.
Check out the survey online at kyfbnewsroom.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.